This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
So what we've got a few people stacking up here. We got the folks from iBike. Let's get them in here as soon as we can so we don't fall behind. And luckily I have a 10-minute spot built into this hour as extra. So we have Hunter with us from iBike. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I love the color of the shirt.
Oh, thank you.
We're using this blue drab, of course, navy blue with our logo. You got this bright. So that means you've got a very bright and exciting product.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You know, I mean, yellow is the color of cycling. It's the yellow jersey in the Tour de France. So absolutely. This is a great product. It's called the iBike Powerhouse. It is a case, first and foremost,
right,
for your iPhone, and to mount it on your bicycle so that you can keep your iPhone safe from all the weather, all the elements. And then two, what this does is it comes with an app that's built into it so that it allows you to understand and turn your iPhone into a cycling computer.
Oh, that's cool. I got a lot of buddies that run with their iPhones, but kind of hard if you're, depending on how you're dressed, to strap that iPhone on.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and most cyclists, and even in the new cyclists, we all put our phones, we carry our phones in a Ziploc bag.
Is this a real deal or not a prototype?
No, that's a real deal right there. So
wow.
You slot it in, and it has an extra place for an additional battery to extend your battery life too.
Tell us about the app. It gives you metrics?
It does. It gives you basic metrics. So we have a bunch of different apps. One that gives you metrics, just, okay, distance and speed and how fast you're pedaling. It gives you some different colored zones of training that you might be in. And that's really what this year is about, what we call the Powerhouse product. And it allows us to create a training plan built for you.
Heart monitor?
There you can have a heart rate strap. Ant Plus is the wireless communication that has to do. But then it's a real nice training plan that's built in. And we've got lots of them. One, if you just want to lose some weight, if you want to ride your bike 20 miles, haven't ridden before. We've got one for the ladies who want their Brazilian butt to get, you know.
That works for me.
You know, I mean, guys can have it too, you know.
That's right. You know what? If I have a mountain bike, but where I live, I blow the brakes off of it because it's like this. I have to take the bike somewhere else to ride it without.
Where do you live?
I live in Makakilo in Hawaii, and it's like this where I live. So it can get a little exciting.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to Hawaii next week to Maui to do a cycling camp.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. So, but it's a neat product because, I mean, that's something that one of the differentiators is that myself, I'm a cycling coach. And so how do I coach athletes for the Olympics, for the Tour de France, all the way down to beginning cyclists. But that's something then you have to have a cycling coach. And then you've got to have a training plan. And then you analyze the data and you come back and it's hard to understand so much. So we've been able to take this, put it into a product that now gives you the ability to have a coach kind of inside it.
Will I have plots, charts, graphs that I can see my progress or lack of progress over the days, weeks, months?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As much as you want and as little as you want, because there are some people who are really into the data and some people who aren't.
Right.
And so we want to have a little bit for each.
Price point, what would it cost me to?
So the Powerhouse is $269. We have just the basic cycling computer is $149, and then we have the super duper everything is $749. So you can do all kinds of different ranges here.
Amazing. And the main thing too is it protects you when you crash, what I have a tendency to do from time
to
time.
Don't like to do that.
No, please don't crash. Got to keep your eye on the road. Every once in a while, you can look down there.
Keep your eye on the road and your hands on the wheel.
Exactly.
So is it available now? It's already out.
The case itself, the basic cycling computer, and the advanced one is the Powerhouse is coming out in March. So and the plans, the training plans are really really exciting.
Okay.
So it should be fun.
All right, outstanding. Sounds like a great product. And if you're a biking enthusiast and someone like me that needs to spend a little more time on my bike, this looks like a great, great program.
You bet. You bet.
So where do we find more information about
it? iBikeSports.com.
iBikeSports.com. That's easy.
All right.
So you not having trouble with Apple with using the iBike word?
Hey, you know, we get
they
love
everything.
They love it. They love it. Not a problem.
All right, outstanding. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing
up. Thank you, guys.
This is perfect. This is a cool product.
It really
nice
is.
Look. And that's what the Consumer Electronics Show is all about.
It gives you the protection.
And, you know, the gadget professor loves those types of gadgets.
I do.
Yep, absolutely. Hunter, thanks so much. We got more coverage here at CES, and we're not going to talk about lunch all day, for sure. But we're here at the top of the hour, and, of course, I want to thank our sponsor. And we'll start right off the top of the hour thanking our folks, the folks at GoDaddy.com. They're going to be the ones hosting all this media when we get done publishing it. They're going to be putting it up on their cloud 4GH server, and I warned them, huge downloads. Can you really handle
this? The challenge was there for sure.
And, oh, yeah, we can handle, no problem. So we are all set. They're set. We'll see if we can bring the service down. I don't think it will be interesting. So far, it's holding its own. And but as a viewer or listener of this, you're going to want to have your media and your website hosted on a website that they can handle an amazing amount of traffic. And the 4GH hosting is designed to expand and increase, basically, the amount of performance you need increases dynamically. And it used to be on a shared server. I would never tell anyone to put media or nothing because of the ability to, it would just crash the 400 other websites that were on that server. But they say this is the bomb. And so far, it's holding its own. You can get a 25% discount even when the product's on sale by using the promo code CES2. This code's good all year here in 2012. So the product's inexpensive. I think the top plan is $10 or $11
What's
a month.
Nice about GoDaddy is that, you know, if you're just starting off in this business per se, they've got everything there. Everything that you need is at GoDaddy.
Some people are a little bit turned off by the upsell at times. And I tell them, you know, if you're turned off by that, ignore it and just go skip through and go to the checkout counter. But if you look at some of those offers, I found a mailing list software in there that was cheaper, a survey stuff that was cheaper than SurveyMonkey.
Really?
SurveyMonkey, I pay $250 a year for a SurveyMonkey account. I pay like $4 a month or something for a survey account.
Wow.
You know, so it's nothing.
But I love the convenience of the service. It's all there. It's a one-stop shop.
Yep.
And
we've got other codes, too. So if you go over to tpn.tv, you'll see a list of codes there. You get different discounts. If you're not even into hosting accounts, domains, SSL certificates, you name it, it's there. We've got some promo codes for you.
And they've been long-time sponsors of our program.
Long-time sponsors, and we want to thank them. And this is a big expense to put this event on.
Very much so.
And
but they're always a player. They always come forward.
That's right. And we almost had a GoDaddy girl here. She's actually.
What do you mean almost? That's why I
came.
Well,
she's on the North Hall, and she's.
I'm just finding that out now. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Yeah. Well, at 3:50, if you want to go to the North Hall with me, we can go see the GoDaddy.
I've got to walk. I can't eat lunch, and now I've got to walk. Okay. I can handle it.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.